Vugile Property Fund released their interim results today. For the 6 months ended September, the company reported that revenue rose to 1.8 billion rand from 1.2 billion rand during the same period last year. They reported headline earnings per share at 82.99 cents per share compared to 65.98 cents in the prior period. Shareholders are set to get a dividend payout of 80.83 cents a share, which is up 3.5% on the year prior. And it seems that the company's acquisitions in Spain have paid off, with around 47% of their group earnings now generated from those operations. Well, to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Lawrence Rapp. He's the CEO of Vugile Property Fund. Thanks very much, Lawrence, for joining us on the show. So let's start with your operations in Spain, whose performance you've described as outstanding. So what have you experienced at those operations, and what's the economic backdrop that you're currently operating under in that market?
Sure. Thanks, Duncan. I think the nature of performance in Spain has been very exciting when you look at the real property fundamentals, the things that we always look at, for example, the reduction in vacancies from 2.1% to 1.4%, the growth in reversions, in other words, tenants who are staying with us up 6.7%, the fact that we were able to let a whole lot of space on reconfigured boxes, vacant space, at around 20% ahead of either passing rents or budgets. Our collection rate at 99%. It really is a very, very strong operational performance. And I think important in that it's proving our business model in Spain, which is that we could buy assets that were maybe undermanaged, add value to them through our asset management, and be able to increase that value through increasing net operating income off a rental base.
Yeah.
And all of that is now coming through. So we really are excited with the performance there. At a macro level, I think Spain, you know, is continuing to do well. The growth is slowing a little bit, but it's still one of the top performers in the Eurozone. Still seeing a decline in unemployment. And all these things are sort of positive in terms of the overall environment that we're in. So far, Spain is working out exceptionally well for us.
Yes. And just in terms of the actual assets that you have, what's the bias? Is it retail, office? You know, what are your various divisions there?
Sure. It's all retail. We have two very small office assets, but to all intents and purposes, Vugile, or rather Castellana, is a retail-focused fund. About 97-98% of the assets by value are retail.
So in the context of Spain, what are some of the cost elevators in doing business in that market, and what do you do to try and extract efficiencies?
You know, I wouldn't say that the cost structures are vastly different from what you would be, you know, experiencing in South Africa. All the drivers are effectively the same. I think some of the things that we've done very well in Spain is we have, at the outset, internalized both the leasing function as well as the rent collection function. And that is getting us closer to the tenants on a very regular basis and driving very strong relationships. You know, so I think it's generally a tight focus on cost. I think we always turn, you know, every euro over a few times to make sure it needs to be spent.
Yes.
But because we're running the center so efficiently, what we're able to do is allocate more money towards the marketing and promotions in the centers. And that's really paying dividends for us because it's driving footfall, it's driving spend. So if you look, there's about a 600 basis point difference in growth in footfall between our centers and the national averages. And I think that's because we're investing correctly and wisely in the promotion of the in the weekly promotions in the centres.
So what's the operational story been like for you in the South African market? Have you had to agree to a cut in rental income when leases have come up for renewal? You know, because we've been hearing that from some of your competitors. And what do things like your vacancy rates look like across the various areas that you cover?
Absolutely. So I couldn't be proud of the South African team and what they've produced. The macroeconomic environment is unbelievably challenging, as we all know. But against that backdrop, the results that we have been able to produce have really been gratifying. So, for example, vacancies have dropped from 3% to 2.8%, largely a function of the, having moved our leasing team in-house. We've introduced 92 new brands over the last 6 months. So getting to new tenants, exposing our shoppers to new brands, and that's very exciting. If you look at our reversions, which is the question that you're really asking,
yes,
reversions came in at 1.9% positive. So we need to actually unpack that in a bit more detail because whilst it's positive, and that's very good compared to our peer group, normally have, But when digging deeper, we found that about only 12% of the leases that were signed in the period, and we're talking about 200-odd leases, had negative reversions. And within that, there were in fact only 15 leases that had some fairly large negative reversions.
Hmm.
That once stripped out 15% of those leases, you actually, in fact, would have had reversions of around 5.7%. And that is very, very encouraging. So really what we do is sort of try and dig deeper than one high-level number as to what is the average reversion on the portfolio, and rather have a look at what percentage of leases were positive, flat, or negative.
Yes.
This reporting period, we had about 70% positive reversion, which is great, 12% negative, and the balance were flat. And in this environment, I think that's a result that we're very satisfied with.
Hmm. What about, you know, we've got the electricity challenges in the country, supply and so on. Have you tried to look at perhaps moving off-grid for some of your malls or some of your, not malls, pardon me, some of your properties because of this inconvenience that doesn't seem to be ending?
Absolutely. We really, I think, got out of the starting blocks quite quickly on that. So we have been installing a PV plant at our shopping centres since 2016. And in fact, today, around 4% of our electricity is generated on renewables, and we'd like to see that moving towards 8 to 10%.
Hmm.
So we've installed 12 PV plants. We've generated enough electricity to power 1,600 houses. So yes, it's very much part of our strategy. We have an in-house team that focuses on sustainability and focuses on driving through these sustainable energy solutions.
Yes.
To make us less reliant on the grid.
So, Lawrence, you also have operations in Namibia. How are those going, and what contribution do those make up to your overall business?
So Namibia is fairly small in our lives, probably less than than about 5% or so of the assets. And we, in fact, are selling the Namibian portfolio, and are currently quite far down the track in closing out a deal on that side.
Hmm. Presumably, that's because you don't see much scope for growth in that particular market.
I think it's about trying to stay as focused in our core markets as we can.
Hmm.
We've got a great business in South Africa, a great business in Spain, and it's trying to sort of make sure that we can sell non-core assets to focus money into those two core markets.
So in the period under review, what did your capital expenditure focus on? And is there more emphasis on growing elsewhere rather than here in South Africa?
So CapEx, just to understand, are you talking about actual CapEx on the properties?
Yes.
Or capital expenditure in terms of new assets?
In terms of new assets.
Right. So new assets, there really are three to talk about. We bought a shopping centre called Puerto Europa in Algeciras in the south of Spain for about 57 million euros.
Mm-hmm.
That was in July. We also bought the two boxes owned by El Corte Inglés, the big department store retailer in Spain. Spain is a bit different to South Africa, where some anchors often own their own boxes in your shopping centre. We bought those two boxes out and are doing some major redevelopment work that we think will add tremendous value in the next 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
That is about 37 million euros. And then in South Africa, we bought the Indonsani shopping centre from Robosis. That, in fact, only transferred to us 3 days ago. So, in fact, not included in these results.
Okay.
Even though the deal was negotiated during this period.
Hmm.
But the property only transferred post-year-end or half-year-end 3 days ago. But that's a very exciting asset for us. It's a dominant asset in a high-density township.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a stable net operating income profile, but we think some upside potential through better asset management and some expansion, and that really fits our focus. So we certainly are not afraid to invest in South Africa.
Yes.
We're very selective about buying the right asset at the right price. We're not seeing much deal flow that falls into those two, or meets those two criteria at the moment, but certainly for the right deal, we do have an appetite to invest further here. The team have been able to consistently extract value from the assets and would back them to continue to do so.
So having been on a shopping spree in buying assets in Spain, not just in the past financial year, but before, which clearly has been paying off for you, what does your debt picture look like currently? And from where you sit, are you comfortable with the levels?
Absolutely. We're very comfortable. We try to run our business with debt in the 35 to 40% range. We're currently sitting at around 40%, and we are very comfortable. I think the issue for us is, in fact, to focus more on the interest cover ratio than the LTV. And the interest cover ratio really gives you a very good indication of your ability to service your debt. Now, typically, banks are looking for you to have 2x cover. In other words, 2x earnings before interest and tax in order to cover your interest bill.
Okay.
We're currently sitting at around 6.4x. So you can see we're nearly 3x higher than what the bank covenant ratios are. And that puts us in a very healthy position. So the balance sheet is really robust. It's strong. You know, and I always say it's very nice for me to tell investors that, but it's even better when the rating agencies do so. And we're delighted that we got an upgraded credit rating during this year to AA+, which means that we are now in the HQLA status for assets, which is sort of high quality liquid assets, which means that you can start attracting banks into your funding model as well.
Super. So going forward, what's the outlook for the business in your various markets?
Well, look, we are very upbeat around the business and where it's positioned. You know, operationally, strategically, financially, the business is in a very, very healthy position. Obviously, we remain concerned about the South African macroeconomic picture. You know, it's very difficult to operate in an environment that is constantly beset by bad news.
Yes.
But in a sense, we really are getting the benefit of the diversification we very deliberately built into the business. So Spain and South Africa tend to be a bit counter-cyclical. You know, if you look, you know, Spain has got an A credit rating with a stable outlook. Unemployment keeps dropping. The tourism market is still very, very strong. And they're still seeing positive GDP growth. So we are getting the benefit of that. So we sort of are talking about growth of between 3 and 5% for this financial year. And we would hope to see that tick up in the year thereafter.
That was Lawrence Rapp. He's the CEO of Vukile Property Fund.